Audio description pre-show notes. Mackenzie. Please note, this performance includes strobe lighting, haze, and loud noises, as well as coarse language, references to mental illness, drug references, and sexual references. What if Macbeth was a 13-year-old child star? And what if Lady Macbeth was her ruthless stage mum? Welcome to Mackenzie's World. Written by Eve Blake and directed by Virginia Gay, Mackenzie is a camp and hilariously twisted reimagining of Shakespeare's cutthroat Scottish play. The venue. Belle Shakespeare's world premiere season of Mackenzie is staged in the Nielsen Nutshell at Pier 2-3 in the Walsh Bay Arts Precinct. The entrance to the venue is located midway down the heritage-listed Finger Wharf. A wide staircase and a lift lead up to an expansive foyer on the first floor, which has timber floorboards and a double height ceiling of timber beams. Large glass windows on either side of the foyer look out to the surrounding harbour. The box office counter is located at the far end of the first floor foyer, opposite the staircase and lift. At the top of the staircase and to the right is a theatre bar. A long hallway with its opening on the other side of the theatre bar leads to the entrance of the Nielsen Nutshell Theatre. The entrance to the toilets is also located halfway down this hallway, on your right-hand side as you approach the theatre. The Nielsen Nutshell is an intimate theatre-in-the-round performance space, seating about 250 people. It is a box-like room, 19 metres by 19 metres, with walls covered in large, dark-stained plywood panels and a black scaffolded ceiling hung with lights. The performance space is adaptable, with movable seating banks that can be arranged in different formations. Each seating bank has five tiered rows of folding seats with deep brown timber backs and golden yellow upholstery. Steps climb up either side of each seating bank. For this performance, three seating banks line three of the theatre walls. They form an angular U-shape around the stage area, a large rectangular section of floor. The audience enter from the back left corner of the space into the open end of the U formation, crossing through the stage area to reach the seating banks. Throughout the show, actors enter and exit the stage area from all four corners of the theatre. Expect the drama to spill out from the stage area, like the emotions of a spoilt and angsty teen, as actors move up and down the seating bank steps and interact with the audience. The set. Our treacherous tale unfolds in the high-stakes industry of children's television. The central setting is a TV studio between the years 2006 and 2013. The floor is covered with polished black plywood panels, embedded with a layer of pink glitter that sparkles under the lights. Centered in front of the wall at the back of the theatre is a freestanding set of steps, which faces the middle seating bank at the other end of the stage area. It is about 2 meters wide and 1 meter high. It is made from an aluminium frame with open black tread. Seven steps climb up to a flat platform at the top. Long horizontal strips of LED light span the gap just below each tread. A row of color-changing light bulbs lines the back wall on the floor behind the steps, like the light bulbs that border a Hollywood makeup mirror or Broadway theater marquee. A parallel row of larger bulbs lines the ceiling above the steps. This basic set remains in place during the show. As time passes in the story, a series of full-height banners are unfurled one after the other behind the steps, advertising a progression of TV shows. Photos of perky lead characters are printed large and vibrant over the silky material. Other set pieces and props are brought in and out to represent different locations. The set pieces often incorporate backstage equipment like wheeled road cases and softbox theatre lamps on wheeled tripods. Some of the main set pieces are described below. Mackenzie's dressing room. A hot pink dressing table at the front right corner of the stage area. It is made from a road case fitted with a light bulb framed makeup mirror in the shape of a love heart. The lid of the case is in two halves that unfold outward to create a horizontal desk-sized surface with compartments full of makeup and cosmetics. A round, fluffy pink ottoman seat can be wheeled in front of the dressing table. A talk show set. Two boxy white armchairs on wheels. As host and guest sit in the chairs, crew members in black swivel them around, sometimes facing them toward each other, other times turning them outward to face the audience. A red carpet event. A long strip of fluffy pink carpet is unrolled, creating a straight path from the center of the stage area to the base of the steps. To the left of the steps, a rope barrier hangs between two brass bollards to keep adoring crowds at bay. Catering. a wheeled stove made from two small road cases stacked on top of each other. The bottom case is cube-shaped and open in the back, providing shelf storage for cooking equipment. The top case is half the height of the bottom case with a slight overhang. It has a hinged oven door on the front, with a tea towel and oven mitt hanging from the handle. A large stock pot sits on top of the stove. A music video set. A tall folding director's chair in the front left corner of the stage area, facing into the center. It has a hot pink wooden frame with black canvas seat and back. An open, doorway-shaped archway built with slender metal rods. The archway is wheeled around the stage on a short, narrow black platform. Across the top of the archway, Mackenzie is spelt out in capital letters using light bulbs. Three waist-height models of illuminated city skylines are moved around the set. The models have a slightly suggestive outline, with the middle skyscrapers erected to a taller height than the two shorter buildings either side. The cast and characters. The story is brought to life by a powerhouse ensemble cast of just six people. Most of the cast play multiple, rapidly rotating roles to depict the swarming ecosystem of teen stardom. The child stars at the TV studio are styled like Disney Channel characters from the mid-noughties to early 2010s. Think eclectic, maximalist, and colourful, with bold accessories and layering. In Mackenzie's world, hair is a symbol of power and status, and can tell us a lot about a character. The cast often switch between a variety of wigs and hairstyles. Throughout the show, members of the ensemble cast also don all-black cargo pants, tank tops, hoodies, and dance sneakers to become the crew, a group of anonymous stagehands / backup dancers. Kimberly Hodgson, she/her, plays Mackenzie. Filipino-Australian actress Kimberly Hodgson is 5'2", with an athletic build and light olive skin. She plays aspiring TV star Mackenzie. When we first meet Mackenzie in 2006, she is an earnest and awkward 13-year-old. She is in costume as a daggy minor character on The Dahlia Show, with glasses and an orange bowl-cut wig. She wears burgundy-red Doc Marten boots, a light brown midi skirt with a subtle tartan print, and a brown zip-up hoodie with green and yellow stripes on the cuffs and hood. 13-year-old Mackenzie is eager to please and desperate to be noticed. She always puts on a big, toothy grin, so forced that it actually looks more like a grimace. By 2011, 18-year-old Mackenzie has ditched the orange bowl cut and upgraded her style. Her long blonde hair is silky straight with a blunt front fringe. She wears preppy pop star outfits in various shades of bright pink, usually encrusted with sequins, glitter, and rhinestones to give her and her accessories plenty of sparkle. Her signature look includes pleated miniskirts with chunky belts, strappy camisoles, and heeled boots or stilettos. Her forced smiles are now less grimace-like, although she still bears plenty of her pearly white teeth. She also pouts a lot. She has perfected her celebrity strut, flouncing about with attitude. Nikki Britton, she/her, plays Ruth. Nikki Britton is 5'6" with a curvy build and white skin. She plays Mackenzie's pushy stage mum, Ruth by name, but ruthless by nature. When we first meet Ruth in 2006, she is 35 years old. Heavy foundation gives her face a slightly bronze sheen. Her long, bleach blonde hair flops in a messy bun on top of her head. It is in need of a touch-up. Dark brown regrowth is spreading from her roots. She wears a light pink Juicy Couture tracksuit set, the word juicy spelled in sparkly silver rhinestones across both her bum and shoulder blades. She wears a white singlet under her pink velour hoodie and white sneakers. Ruth is a large, commanding presence. She has sharp, busy blue eyes, equal parts cunning and deranged. Ryan Gonzalez, they/them, plays Beau and others. Non-binary Hispanic-Australian actor Ryan Gonzalez is 5'9" with a toned build. They have tan skin, dark curly hair to just below ear length, and short dark stubble defining their jawline. They play Mackenzie's castmate and best friend Beau, he/him. When we meet 13-year-old Beau in 2006, he is in costume as a minor character on The Dahlia Show, a stereotypical nerd with round wire-framed glasses and hair combed slickly back in a middle part. He wears a red plaid button-up shirt under a light brown Argyle sweater vest, both tucked into beige chino shorts. He has black sneakers and long grey socks hiked up to his knees. Beau is a gentle soul who does not seem to fit into the glossy, superficial world of kids' TV. He is shy and pensive, moving about awkwardly with shoulders hunched. In 2011, 18-year-old Beau remains as gentle and down-to-earth as his younger self, but is now cooler and broodier. A long, straightened fringe is swept across his forehead, Zac Efron style. He sometimes flicks it out of the way and stares broodily into the distance. He wears an indie rock outfit, faded black skinny jeans and a black vest worn open over a white t-shirt with a very thin purple scarf and matching purple Converse. He also accessorizes with a white leather studded belt and one matching fingerless leather glove on his right hand. Ryan Gonzalez also plays several other characters, including Minnie, she/her, the little sister of popular child star Dahlia. Minnie wears an eclectic pop-punk-inspired layered outfit, a cropped t-shirt under a pink denim jacket, light grey leggings under a grey and purple tartan miniskirt, combat boots, and a light-coloured headband with a big bow to push her curls back from her face. Anusha Thomas, she/her, plays Dahlia and others. South Indian Australian actor Anusha Thomas is short with a petite build and medium deep brown skin. She plays the sweet and bubbly Dahlia, 13-year-old Nepo baby and star of The Dahlia Show. Dahlia has perfect hair. It is dark brown, long and flowing, styled in a cascade of silky curls. She wears a headband with a dainty golden crown on it. She wears a miniskirt with layers of denim and pink floral patterned fabric, and a camisole with pink satin, white lace, and a purple ribbon tied in a bow at the front. She has light brown slouchy suede boots with a flat heel. Having shot to fame very early, Dahlia acts mature for her age. She has big wide eyes and an energetic personality, although there is insecurity hidden beneath this bubbly exterior. Anusha Thomas plays various other roles. In 2006, she also plays a mean choreographer in a grey hip-hop style outfit. Asymmetrical tank top tucked into baggy tracksuit pants, tucked into combat boots. Her long silky hair is dyed burgundy red and she has a white hat that looks like a cross between a cap and a beanie. In 2011, Anusha plays Mackenzie's meek young assistant, Jassandra. She wears practical outfits of cargo pants, long sleeve shirts layered under t-shirts, and Converse. Her brows are furrowed in a constantly worried expression and she is always hunched over to make herself smaller. Her t-shirts give away a hint of her own personality. They all have pictures of birds printed on them. Anusha also plays Beau's little sister Florence, wearing a bold, pop-punk-inspired outfit, a denim vest worn open over a purple t-shirt, a red tartan skirt over red and black galaxy leggings, black suede boots, and a red fedora. Billy Palin, she/her, plays Gail and others. Billy Palin is 5'7", with a muscular build and fair skin. She plays Gail, the TV studio's head of catering with a heart of gold. Gail is in her early to mid-40s. She is butch, with short dark hair styled in a soft shag mullet. She wears a navy blue sleeveless boiler suit and black Crocs. Her brown hemp apron is covered in carabiner clips, some of them holding kitchen utensils. Gail is laid back and friendly, always popping in with food for the stars and crew. She has a no-nonsense attitude and is unfazed by the fame and glamour around her. Billy Palin plays several other characters, including the terrifying and profit-hungry network head, he/him. The network head is in his 60s and wears a black double-breasted pinstripe suit, his crisp white business shirt open at the collar with no tie. He is an imposing, intimidating figure with a constant scowl. Jane Watt, she/her, plays the producer and others. Jane Watt is 5'8" with a slender build and fair skin. She plays the TV studio's producer, he/him. The producer wears a grey double-breasted suit with his white business shirt unbuttoned at the collar with no tie. His short, sandy-coloured hair is slightly scruffy and sticks out from under a black cap. The producer carries a black clipboard and is often found scurrying after the network head, trying to suck up to him. He is a skittish man, fueled by nervous energy that often bursts out of him through jittery, twitching movements. Jane Watt also plays other characters, including Pickle, she/her, an eccentric hair and makeup artist who can predict the future. Pickle is about 70, with an unruly mop of grey curls and huge round spectacles that give her an owlish face. She is covered head to toe in leopard print. Her silk pants and top, her long trench coat, her Converse, all of it is leopard print. Even her wheeled makeup case is covered with a leopard print design. End of pre-show notes.